Well, Alexia, here we are, time to get our weekend on. And it seems like a pretty artsy kind of weekend here.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of artsy things going on.
Yeah, so let's kick it off with the Chiara, or is it Chiara String Quartet?
Yeah, I'm not really sure, but I think it's Chiara String Quartet, so we'll go with that. And if I'm wrong, then maybe someone can let me know.
Okay, so it's happening in multiple locations, so let's kick it off with the event happening tonight.
Yeah, it's happening tonight through Sunday. So tonight it's going to be at 7:30 p.m. at the UTEP Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall in El Paso. And then it's also going to be at 7:30 p.m. Saturday at the NMSU at the Atkinson Recital Hall.
Okay. And so this is available. They have special prizes for students, so no excuse not to get out. It's only $5.
Yeah, only $5 for students, and regular tickets are $25.
Okay. Let's talk about Photograph 51. What is this? Black Box Theater.
Yeah, it's a play opening at the Black Box Theater, and it runs Friday through February 11th, and performances begin at 8 p.m. tonight.
Okay, so this is what the description is about. The description goes, it's a scientific detective story involving rumination on how sexism, personality, and morality can impact collaboration and creativity.
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, that's the description they give at the Black Box Theater website. I looked into it a little bit more, and the play focuses on the role of X-ray crystallographer, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, Rosalind Franklin, and the discovery of the double helix structure of DNA, apparently.
way over my head.
Apparently it's an award-winning play. I've never seen it before, so it seems like it could be interesting.
Okay, so one of the ones that you got to get your thinking hat on for, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Flamenco, Noche de Flamenco.
Yeah, this is happening in Sunland Park at Artavino's Desert Crossing, and that's going to be at 7 p.m. Saturday.
Okay, and it's going to feature a Spanish-style dinner with flamenco guitar, vocal, and dance performances. Not a bad deal, $55 per person, but you get a full night of entertainment, including a meal.
Yeah, it's a pretty good price for what you get, a show and a nice meal.
Okay. The Clarion Duo, you've got an NMSU assistant professor of flute and a pianist.
Yeah, so it's another musical performance that's happening this weekend. That's at 3 p.m. Sunday, also at the Atkinson Recital Hall at NMSU. And it's a recital titled Fantasies, Legends, and Rituals.
And the cool thing is that admission is free and open to the public.
Yeah.
Okay. Discovery Afternoon, Desert Owls. I have been many a time, as I've always say this, to the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Museum, and I love seeing the owls that just hang around there.
Yeah, owls are definitely very interesting creatures. You know they can spin their head like all the way around.
All the way around. It's kind of freaky, but yeah. It's nice that they can do that.
Yeah, so this is an event for your family, your kids, if they want to learn more about owls. It's from 1 to 3 p.m. Wednesday at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Museum. And the program focuses on what owls eat, how they fly, and the different kinds that live in the Chihuahuan Desert.
Now, children will be dissecting owl pellets, and they can view the museum's owls with a spotting scope for a closer look. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I actually dissected owl pellets when I was in middle school, so I know what that's like.
So what does that involve?
I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's kind of something that they cough up, I think, and then you dissect
really?
It. Yeah.
So you get to see what they eat and
yeah, basically like the bones and stuff are in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, so that's Discovery Afternoon, Desert Owls, 1 to 3 p.m. Wednesday at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. Alexia, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.